from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Look, I'm sorry. I was just a little drunk.
Well, you missed it. You were gone, but I had one because you were gone on Monday. I had one over the weekend that is high ranking in my most uncomfortable, like awkward situations.
Very odd.
I had a 10-year-old boy ask to take, he said he wanted me to take my shirt off. I didn't know.
Why?
I was at a pool party. The BTJ.
With 10-year-olds?
Yeah, well, the BTJ.
Pervert.
Yes. She's got like a family group. She calls it like they do family dinners. It's basically just a bunch of Asians that get together and like celebrate being Asian. Like Asian diversity. And then like for like profiling purposes, a white guy gets to show up. And it was at someone's house that had a pool. And so there was a bunch of kids that I didn't know who they belonged to. And there was a very thin 10-year-old-ish, 10, 11-year-old boy wearing Daisy Duke cutoffs. And I mean Daisy Duke cutoffs. You could see the pockets below where the shorts ended.
Is that a thing now with the kids?
I don't know.
Order says it is.
They were very tight.
Really?
They were very small, and he was doing a lot of frolicking in the water.
Yeah.
And I know it was...
I bet you like that.
I know it was innocent. Probably,
you like that?
I know it was probably just the tattoo, because I was wearing trunks and a tank top. So I was assuming it was probably just for tattoos, but I had not spoken a word to this child. Don't know who he was. Still don't know who he is. And as I was walking over from getting something to drink or something to eat, he says, looks right at me, and this is the entire conversation. Nothing has been omitted, nothing has been added. He says, are you going to go swimming? And I went, oh, it wasn't that hot. If you remember on that Sunday, it wasn't very warm out. And I said, well, maybe if it gets hotter, because it was overcast, it wasn't a very nice day. And so I said, maybe if it gets overcast, maybe if like the clouds clear, if it gets warmer, maybe I will. And he looks right at me and goes, I want you to take your shirt off. And I didn't have an answer for that question. Have you ever had small child in Daisy Duke cutoffs ask you to take your shirt off?
Also,
you
know, didn't sound like a question. Sounded like a demand.
It did. It was not a, will you take your shirt off? He just said, I want you to take your shirt off. And I didn't have a good response. So I waited like a second or two as I was like, and then I just walked away. I never responded to him. I just walked. I just turned and I just kept going about my business.
Why didn't you give the kid what he wanted?
I froze. There, no, you can't.
Look, there's a lot of do's and don'ts at a kid pool party.
That's number one. If a small boy in Daisy Duke says, I want you to take your shirt off, don't answer. And you certainly don't. And guess what? That shirt stayed on the entire time. I never went in the pool. It didn't happen.
We don't know. You didn't follow up with why do you want to see me?
No. No, no, no.
I wouldn't do little kids because that's, I don't know.
No. No.
That drop is awful.
It's awful. It's terrible.
I don't like
especially in this context. And again.
And he already had his shirt off.
And Daisy Duke's on. And he was twerking and dancing.
Yeah, look, this is a hot scene.
There was a lot going on. I'd already been like, wow. Dude, why is that kid over there twerking? He was full on twerking. It was already a little weird, and then that happened. No. And again, I'm sure it's just a matter of he wanted to see the tattoos, and it didn't matter. It was top five awkward situations I've been in. It's right up there.
Sounds like an opportunity to me. Wait, strike that from the record.
Exactly.
We can't even joke about this.
No.
Feel right about it.
Well, I'm dead serious. What would you have done in that situation?
Well, I would have asked why. I'm sorry.
You would have asked why?
Yes, absolutely.
What if the answer is an answer you don't want?
Well, I want the answer. I'm too curious.
I don't think you do.
I am a why guy. I will always ask why, and my curiosity would have killed me. I would have been like, what? Why? You little S-head? How about this? I'll take mine off. You put yours on.
And some longer shorts.
Yeah.
Nah.
Where's your mom? You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
I'm just here to tell you, there is not a handbook, there is not any online tutorial that prepares you for when you're at a barbecue pool function and something like that goes down. The whole day, it just throws you off. That point, you just go sit in the corner and keep your tank top on.
Any part of you let go, maybe I should.
No.
No?
No.
Gear down for the kids?
Nope. Nope. Is it one?
Are you kidding me?
Because again, it never really got
maybe
hot.
Maybe it was Chris Hansen. Sounded hot to me.
It feels like there was some sort of sting happening there because there was like a pool house. I thought there cops waiting to spring out?
Entrapment.
Exactly. So at one point, because only the kids were really swimming. There weren't a lot of adults swimming. Because, again, it wasn't that hot. And kids don't care.
Well,
kids will swim no matter what.
That's another rule. You know, you could do a whole segment on, unwritten or unspoken rules when you're at a kid's pool party.
Yeah.
One of them is don't swim with the kids unless they're your own kids and you're throwing them around the pool. Right? Yeah. Like, you can't throw around someone else's kids, can you?
Well,
I don't think you can do that.
If you know the kids.
Well, maybe if you know them. But I'm saying, like, this kid, you didn't know this kid.
Yeah.
What if you said, hey, throw me.
No.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Yeah. Because that's my thing. Let's say I do take off the shirt. Just again, guessing he wanted to see all of the tattoos. And now I find myself in the pool. Now I'm in the pool with a strange kid that I don't know wearing Daisy Dukes.
Exactly.
Who asked me to take my shirt off. Now I'm in the pool. I think that's a crime.
You know what's next? He says, take off your shorts and dunk me.
I think I can go to jail for that at that point.
So yeah, you got to be careful.
The BTJ was hanging out. The pool had like a built-in hot tub to it, like one corner of the pool. It was like a hot tub pool combo. And so a lot of the adults were hanging out in the pool. And I went and put
in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah, in the hot tub. They were sitting in the hot tub while the little kids played in the pool. So yeah. I went and stuck my feetsies.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, so I stuck my feetsies in the hot tub. And at some point, the BTJ was like, are you going to get in? And I was like, nope. She's like, why? And I'm like, you know why. And she was like, oh, yeah. Because I told her and she was like, ew. And that was, she was like, he just wanted to see her tattoos. And I said, I'm sure that's what it was, but I'm still not getting in that pool.
What if he
and I'm
said,
not taking that tank top
well,
off.
Well, what if he had said, can I see your tats? What if he had said that instead of take your shirt off?
I still think the answer is no. You can't take your shirt off if a kid asks you to take your shirt off. You can't do that.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Probably not.
You can't.
But what if a kid asked you to see your tattoos?
I would roll up. Well, I wasn't wearing sleeves. If I was wearing short sleeves, because mine hang out the bottom of my sleeves, I would have rolled up. And I'll do that with anyone. If someone ever says, I want to see your tattoos, which does happen, I will roll up the sleeves. I will not take off my shirt for someone that says, let me see your tattoos, let alone like a 10-year-old boy, a shirtless, wet, Daisy Duke 10-year-old boy who has been twerking at the party.
But didn't you, I don't know, I have moles, and they told me that you pulled down the back of your pants and showed him your tramp stamp? You didn't do that?
No.
You didn't, check. I'm not taking off my shirt, but check. Check this out.
Here's this.
Gross. Buck's disgusted over there.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm busy working on drops of you idiots.
I didn't know what to do.
You piece of garbage!
All right, we gotta go.
I stand by my decision to walk away. I think we're on time.
Are we on
time? Yeah, you're right on time. It is about time for a break.
Didn't we used to have a clock in here?
It's on your computer if you logged in.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. 96 degrees out there.
Yeah, it's warm. It's muggy. Now we need a pool party. That day, no pool party.
Power rank the 911 call scumbags. Next. on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.